Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Warning: the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated. Forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations, because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Let's take a look now at the closing arguments of the prosecution against Ashley Benefield. And ultimately, this is what the jury, I think, you know, seemed to really take a close look at and go, yeah, this didn't seem quite right. You know, maybe you didn't, you know, this wasn't any sort of intentional murder. This wasn't premeditated, but you still did it. And there's a track record of you trying to manipulate the system and him leading up to it. Let's take a look at that testimony.
This defendant used domestic violence and allegations of it to make progress on her goal. And her goal was she wanted sole custody of that child at all costs. After knowing each other 13 days, and a 30-year age difference, they married each other. According to the defendant's testimony, very shortly after, there starts controlling behaviors and name-calling. Within days of these anger outbursts in South Carolina, there's a lavish wedding reception where everyone seems to be happy. And then within about 3 months after that, the defendant gets pregnant. In the midst of all of this, she gets pregnant. The very next month, she moves to her mother's house in Florida because she's so sick and needs someone to take care of. That is the last moment that this defendant ever lived in the same house with Doug Benefield. She files for a South Carolina injunction while she's in Florida. She doesn't even live in South Carolina, but she starts a series of complaints in Florida. She starts saying he violated the South Carolina injunction, and she claims he's poisoning me. He's poisoning me and my unborn child. When she goes early to give birth, she doesn't tell Doug. She doesn't tell him once the baby's born. For weeks, he didn't know this child was born. Then she does not put his name on the birth certificate. The conversations that she had with Detective Gillum are the entire crux of this case. It is her motive. It is her plan. It is what she did everything for. He said her true motives were to use the criminal system to affect her family court case. And now we're in a stage where we're acting like we're going to get back together. Because she knew the court system was not working, and she was afraid that if she didn't buddy up to him, he was going to get this child away from her. So it begins the charade of her telling him, you know, we're going to get back together, we're going to be a family. She played on Doug Benefield's wishes. He wanted more than anything to have a family, his family together, to have his wife that he loved and this child all together. Doug finds out she's dating someone else. He files for divorce. And a series of complaints start against Doug Benefield for now abusing the child. So they go to this evaluation with Dr. Broder, and this deception on the part of Ashley Benefield continues. She does the same thing. We're going to reconcile, we're going to get back together, and then when she's not with him, she's saying that that's not true. And she says to him, I'll take matters into my own hands. And that was 7 days, up to 17 days before, depending on about what time it was, he gets murdered. They did not live together for 3 years before the homicide. And if there was violence towards Ashley Benefield in South Carolina, that was 3 years before. And they hadn't lived together since. And is that something that justified her being in such fear of Doug Benefield that she had, it was necessary to shoot and kill him?
I think that's a big question here. And I can understand, like, you don't trust the court, you don't trust the system. The system oftentimes does screw up. And if you know this person's history of his own abuse and manipulation, again, she did say there had never been physical abuse up until that moment, that if the court's not taking you seriously and you think in the best interest of your child is this person not to be a part of their life, you may try and go down that road, which she clearly did. But then also, you know, they kept talking about getting back together. It doesn't show a lot of, I don't know, good faith on the part of Ashley. Like, why is she trying to get back together with him? Or why is she, again, why is she inviting him back? And why is she saying one thing to him of, yeah, we're going to move together, while at the same time telling her attorney that, no, I'm going to move on Monday separately. And Doug's still thinking that they're all going to be together. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Like, what's going on?
It doesn't make sense logically, but folks embroiled in these kind of relationships are simply not logical on either side.
Sure.
You know, if we take the clinician who I thought was very good, who saw both of them and described him as a stereotypical alpha male invested in power and control, and that Ashley had a pattern of appeasing him to try to keep him calm. If we look at that as that was the flavor of the way they related, this guy would get angry, this guy would intimidate, she would go along with him just to try to keep the peace or to try to get him to cooperate. And so is that the best way? Well, it from her point of view, it may have been the only way to try to navigate the system, sharing a child with him. It's just awful when you have these cases as a clinician, because you're dealing with the court who may or may not understand anything of what's going on, and you're trying to determine what's the best interest of the child. But then you've got two adults who really aren't able to be rational.
Yeah. I think that's exactly what we're talking about. You have one that is that basically operates on intimidation, and you have the other one that operates on manipulation. And it turns into something like this. This is not a case where, like, one, I think, is a healthier person than the other. I think they're both very unhealthy on their own ways. But then this is how they interact, and this is why nothing seems to mesh up here or make any sort of rational sense. The point you made earlier is none of this is rational.
It's not rational. And to give her some credit, she's a very young woman. And I don't think most of us, male or female, in our 20s, but I can certainly speak for lots of young women, don't have good relationship skills. We don't have good assertiveness skills. We don't know how to use good judgment in relationships. My gosh, decisions I made in my 20s about people I dated, you know?
Sure.
I don't really think we can lay that on her as something, you know, malformed in her character. It's mm-hmm. simply immaturity for her.
That's true. That's another key part in this, because he is 30 years her senior.
Yeah.
If we all think, like you just said, think back to our 20s and the decisions that we made. Like, yeah, if we were under a microscope, there's a lot of questions that I think could be made about every single one of us.
Are you ready to listen to this podcast ad-free?
Then hit subscribe to the True Crime Today Premium Plus channel now on Apple Podcasts.
You'll instantly have access to all of our episodes labeled Advance Ad-Free. You'll hear the interviews before everyone else, and with no interruptions.
No interruptions.
Subscribe to the True Crime Today Premium Plus channel now on Apple Podcasts.
And start binging now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.